This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We are live and on location at the Bismarck Event Center today for day two of the Agri International, 44th annual Agri International. We have a jam-packed show today. Mike Lindell is going to join us on the program today. We continue our impeachment, guilty or not guilty, survey. The reason we're doing this is we're told that there are more people in favor of a guilty vote for the president than there are than not. By 2-1, supposedly, 701 interactions with members of Congress from North Dakota, Senator Cramer, Senator Hovind, Congressman Armstrong, and Todd, you have that look on your face. Like, what was that look? You get a look like you just, I'm just like pulling your leg or something. What was that all about?
We've had that discussion. Why? Because it says 701 doesn't mean it's not spoofed and coming from New York, California, Texas. Probably not Texas.
This is something you're going to have to take up with the members of Congress from North Dakota. I'm telling
you, the
emails, the texts, the calls they're getting are 2-1 in favor of Donald Trump being guilty of inciting a riot. I can't believe it, which is why yesterday I said, what? Let's just ask people here. And if they hear us saying this or they are coming here later, all they got to do is thumbs up, he's guilty, or thumbs down. He's not guilty.
I'm guessing the person you had the 45-minute conversation with voted in favor of impeachment, right?
Yeah, I'll tell that story a little later on today. But I did have a conversation with Mike Quinn from Hazen, who called yesterday from Roosevelt, Arizona, and he actually is in Roosevelt, Arizona, so I take back
Say you're sorry.
I had a little slip, and I am sorry about saying that he was lying to us about Roosevelt.
You heard it, Mike. He did just say he's sorry.
Yes, and
come on, Mike.
I explained to him why that
man up, Mike.
Was a question with us, but it doesn't matter, right? Anyway, he said the show would be a lot better if I let him come on every day and argue with me for 2 hours. Now, how are we doing in the ratings, Todd?
Pretty darn good.
Define pretty darn good. Like number one, like off the charts?
Like a 3-1 lead over number two, which is another one of our stations.
Okay, so number two, and the number two is what station?
KSSS and KQDY are basically the next couple.
So music stations.
Yeah,
so we're number one talk radio.
KQ94.
When would be the next talk station? KBMR?
If you count that as a talk station, yeah, and that's number four.
Right, but they play music too. But they're more like weather news, really good. Like what is what is the competition like?
Way at the bottom. Way at the bottom.
So like 100-1 kind
14th,
of thing.
Yeah. Oh God. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
At least.
So we're number one, and our closest quote unquote talk show competitors like 13th or 14th.
Yes.
Okay. So would we want to put a liberal on every day to argue with me?
Wouldn't seem very productive, would it?
No, but by the way, we say what's on your mind for a reason. If you have a different political persuasion than mine, please call.
It's not like listeners followed him over when he went over.
But I'm
put it that way.
We're proud of that. Very proud of that. We're not bragging. We're not trying to be prideful. We're just telling you the facts.
I mean, been there, done that, and working a lot better the way we're doing it right now.
Exactly right. So anyway, we are proud of that, and I also, while I respect any viewpoint. Respect any viewpoint.
Sure.
And I do actually enjoy conversations like that. Yesterday was about 10 minutes long. We had about 100 emails and texts about it.
I got no problem with him being on.
Right. Or anybody else.
Yeah. Right. Now, exactly.
You can't call every day and be on for 10 minutes, but you can certainly get your minute in here and there and join the rest of the callers. We're not going to set the callers that regularly call and contribute to this program aside for somebody we disagree with, but you're more than welcome to join us anytime. And if you call and you don't agree with me and you just want to get something off your chest, feel free to say, I want my minute. Don't interrupt me. I want my minute. Don't interrupt me, and I'll let you go.
What did Rush teach us decades ago, though? His favorite callers, and I agree, the callers that disagree.
Yeah.
If every caller's ditto, 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 it gets kind of boring.
Exactly.
If you get somebody with whom you have a completely, as long as you have an engaging conversation.
Right.
You know, a respectful conversation, then it is far more entertaining for the listener.
Precisely.
So, yeah.
So, and what I would tell you is that
You think Mike actually called from Gladstone when he said he was in Gladstone all those times?
Well, I don't know, because this is how it came up, because somebody saw him in Hazen when we were getting a call the same day, and he was in Arizona. But he said he and his wife, who I understand is by far the better half, like by sort of how much we beat Joel Heidkamp, 13-1 or whatever. It's sort of the same thing between him and his wife, Sissy. I guess she's just a very nice lady. Many people told me that yesterday. And they are volunteering for the Park Service in Arizona. So they volunteer down there, and they ride bikes and do things that liberals do. So, well, conservatives do that too, but I'm saying they take a bike to work. You know, we go on a bike ride for leisure. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Anyway, that's enough of that. If you have a question or comment, if you agree or if you disagree, this show's for you. That's why we call it What's on Your Mind.
There we go.
At 800-228-0550. We'll continue the survey today, both here at the Bismarck Events Center at the K-Fire Agra International. And we will do that until the end of the program today, and then we'll give you a final tally. Right now, it's over 200 not in favor of a Donald Trump guilty vote, and two, yes, I repeat, two.
You're counting Mike in that one, right?
I am, okay. Yep. Mike, and then also the Russian lady.
Elena,
thank you. Anyway.
In case you're curious what Elena looks like, by the way. We did a Facebook Live. I did a Facebook Live with her just a
check
little bit ago.
Check that out.
You have to
check it out. Yeah, exactly. Okay. So remember, thumbs up or thumbs down when you come by. I'm going to give you a better reason to come by right now because my friend Teresa Oatman is here. And Teresa and her husband, Malcolm, have a business in Devil's Lake, North Dakota.
Yeah.
It is the Hometown Pie Company.
Yeah.
And I've never met a pie I didn't like, I'm just going to say. but their pies are...
What about cow?
Sort of like we beat the liberal democratic mouthpiece, you know, 13-1.
Yeah.
13-1, I like theirs better. I'm just saying, it is really, really incredible. So, Teresa, good to see you.
Thank you.
We are so grateful you would come all the way down from Devil's Lake with the caramel apple pie.
Caramel apple pie pockets.
It's the same thing as a pie because all that good crust, all that good.
But a pocket, that's going to be easier to eat
at
the International.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's
why we get it. Yeah, we ran out of forks last time, so it didn't matter to anybody. They ate it anyway. So what do you put into this pie? What's the magic of a hometown pie other than love?
I think our dough, for sure. People tell us all the time how much they like our dough. And it's a very simple recipe, just flour, shortening, salt, and water. Now, in the pockets, we do that a little bit differently. But the filling is simply apples and then flour, sugar, cinnamon. Cinnamon makes it wonderful. And
you bet it does.
And then we do put a cup of caramel, but per batch, a batch makes 30, so it's not like it's got a ton of caramel in it. Just enough to give it a little extra flavor, and it is just wonderful.
Oh, that's an understatement. We're serving them warm today.
Yes.
So the pie social goes from 10 to noon. Come on by while they last, right?
Yes.
We may run out. That's why I've told people to come early, but we're going to roll out the pie warmer at 10 o'clock, right, or a little before.
Okay, yep.
Whenever you want to do it, I don't care. It's up to you.
Yep.
And we'll roll it out, and we'll be right here at the K-Fire Agri International, which, by the way, to find us is pretty easy. Because if you come in, you come in the south door of the Bismarck Event Center, you walk kind of a windy hallway to get to the big hall, which would be on the north end of the Bismarck Event Center. A lot of people like to come in the west door because it's closer, but there's not a lot of parking out there. That might be full by the time you get there. So whatever way you come in, just head for the main hall, and you'll see us in the middle, kind of in the concourse area where we'll be. And if folks can't be here today, how do they get hometown pie?
Just give us a call. I'll give the number. It's 701-350-1497. Give us a call. We can have it ready for you if you're coming to Devil's Lake. And if you're not coming to Devil's Lake, we can ship it via Speedy Delivery. They do a excellent job. They're a little bit, they're very gentle on the pies. And,
nice.
They do a good job.
That's perfect. So 701-350-1497. You can get them delivered. And you guys cater events and do all kinds of fun things, right?
We can, yep.
Yeah. And you see them at farmers markets. I know you guys are always at the West Acres Fargo Farmers Market.
Yep.
When do those start up again?
I think in June or July, maybe.
So, this summer they'll be going again.
Yep. And then
Pride of Dakota, right?
Pride of Dakota, yep.
I love those events.
I know.
They're a lot
That's
of fun.
Our favorite.
Yeah.
Is the Pride of Dakota.
Anything else you want to tell folks about Hometown Pies, Teresa?
Well, this year, 2021, we want to expand and move into a little more wholesale, and both with the whole frozen pies and the pie pockets. So if somebody wants to sample them today, today is the day. And we'd like to open a small retail, not a pie and coffee shop, but a place where people, if they're coming through Devil's Lake, they can at least pick up a pie.
Oh, there
great
you
idea.
Go. Yeah.
And just so you know, I can't pass Devil's Lake with like picking up three. Teresa's husband, Malcolm, calls me every time he's coming to Fargo and says, how many for the Hennons? And we dole them out. We always have one in the freezer. They're that good, I'm telling you. And what you just said about, you know, wanting them in stores, the first store that does this, I hope it's a chain, because whether it's Dan's Supermarkets or Cashwise or whatever, I'm telling you, they are going to crush it. Because they'll be knocking the doors down to get these pies.
Yeah.
And I know PetroServe USA told us they sampled your pies and said they've never tasted anything like it. Never tasted anything like it. So you'll be somewhere soon. And just call 701-350-1497.
Yes.
701-350-1497. Warm, and they have more than apple pie.
Oh, yes.
The berry pie.
Oh, yes. Yeah. We have apple pie, Dutch apple, caramel apple, apple berry, and then
you do all kinds of other goodies. You're going to love it. Come see us at the Cape Fire and Grand National. Thanks, Teresa.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Round Jack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lake Knight.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to ramjacknorth.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
On What's on Your Mind, live from the Bismarck Event Center today. We're at the Cape Fire Agri International. There are all kinds of great vendors out here. We're going to be talking to some of them later in the program. Jim, the flagpole guy, will be here. OK Tire will be here. Right now, it's our store lock friend, John Geary, is here. John, how are you doing today?
Oh, fantastic. How are you?
Good to see you. I love that accent.
Yeah, I'm from Ireland.
You're from Ireland?
Yeah.
Did you hear what they're doing in Europe now with the pubs opening back up? Have you heard this?
Well, ours are not. Ours are all closed over there.
Well, they're horrible. They're opening pubs, I understand, like March 1st. The only trick is they're not allowed to serve alcohol.
Yeah, probably.
Have you been to a pub without alcohol before in Ireland?
Not really.
No.
What would be the purpose?
I don't know, but you can't make it up. You can't make it up. People have gotten so stupid, it's just crazy. I look it up. I'm not lying. I did not make that up. Anyway, John, what's Store Lock? Tell me about Store Lock.
Okay, Store Lock is, to put it mildly, the world's greatest tool storage cabinet. It was started by two brothers 33 years ago, Mike and Pat Ryan, and now we've grown to a $10-12 million company every year. We initially started off in engineering and manufacturing, but back in 2011 we started doing farm shows, and they've been very successful. And apart from the COVID year, we would be doing about 80 farm shows a year, and we do four here in North Dakota. So the great thing about our product is we have zero unhappy customers.
Zero.
Zero.
Not a one.
Zero.
You have the customer complaint person looks like the Maytag repairman.
Customer complaint person has been fired years ago. So I'm with the company 11 years. I have not met an unhappy customer.
Unbelievable.
And I always say it's the only product at the show that will outlive everybody at the show.
Unbelievable.
We are the only ones that I know of that give a 55-year warranty. Now we've branched into a lot of other areas. We are in auto, trucking, and we're even in aviation.
What is a Store Lock tool chest? What do you call them? Storage chest?
Storage cabinet.
Okay, storage cabinet for a range of, you're going to buy them from anywhere from 500 to 5,000, or what's the price range?
We're going to have them from 2 to 14 feet, and the price range is from about $1,900 up to $14,000.
Wow.
But
You're buying a 55-year warranty. You're buying
55-year warranty, and now we're making cabinets for Snap-on. Their auto division,
unbelievable,
which is called Williams.
Where are you at the Agri International Show? Where do I find you?
We're in aisle 7.
Aisle 7?
Yeah, and seeing as I'm coming on, for anybody listening, I'm going to give 10% off our already show price, our already low show price.
You're not joking.
If anybody comes in.
So, in other words, they're just going to say, I heard you on What's On Your Mind, heard you on K-Fire, whatever station they're listening to, WDY, AM 1100 The Flag, KLTC, KTGO. Just said, I heard you on the radio today, John.
I heard you on the radio. I loved your accent. I'm here. I'm going to buy a cabinet.
There you go. And I get 10% off the already low show special.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my gosh. What a salesman. Thank you, John.
Thank you.
I got to check those out, by golly. My garage is a mess. They're everywhere, so I'm due. I can maybe do one of the two-footers. All right, let's get to the phones here on What's On Your Mind. Let's see who's waited the longest. Mark in Beulah. Mark, you're on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Scott. I got some good and bad news here, based on something that you had said this morning. Good news is Mike Quinn no longer lives in Hazen. The bad news is somebody else has to deal with him. he's somewhere living miserably, calling people lick splittles and advocating euthanasia for our federal delegation. So, our property values have increased in the last 6 months or so.
Now, I heard a different story yesterday from somebody that was from Hazen. They said that his house was for sale, but they were thinking about getting a GoFundMe, a fundraising effort to buy it so he for sure wouldn't come back, is what they told me. Now, you're saying he doesn't live there anymore, but his house is still there and it's for sale. Is that the deal? Do you know?
His house is sold, and I believe he moved to Bismarck. So.
Wow. All right. That's new updated information. And so I think Hazen is trying to decouple themselves from Mike Quinn, is what I get from Mark and Beulah. They're trying to do everything in their power, Todd, to do that. All right, Mark, thanks for the update. Appreciate it very much.
Man.
Let's go to Sue in Fargo next on What's On Your Mind. Sue, take it away.
Hi. Hi. I was wondering why Obama's not being impeached for inciting violence against police officers, because I think he did that to at least the same extent as Trump incited violence at the Capitol. And if you add Benghazi on top of it, I think there's a lot more reason to impeach Obama than Trump.
Do you remember the worst thing you thought Obama said that inflamed the situation on law enforcement? Can you pick any particular thing you're talking about there?
Well, I mean, it started with the whole the police behave stupidly, and he was very obviously against the police. But then I can't remember exact quotes, but I remember talk about how, you know, young black men, I can't remember exactly what it was, something
well, there's,
like...
Well, there's one about Trayvon hassles. Martin. When one was about Trayvon Martin, he said, if I had a son, it'd be Trayvon Martin, which was basically to throw himself in the middle of that powder keg. He stirred the pot on Ferguson, something fierce. People forget, but this whole DAPL nightmare and all these things with this siege on cities that they call peaceful protests on the left started in the Obama administration, started in Ferguson, Missouri, and like they did in south of Bismarck, they looked the other way. The Obama administration was all over. They'd looked the other way. So you couldn't be more right. Say again?
Yeah, why don't they bring him up and impeach him now? We're impeaching people that are out of office. Let's impeach Obama, too.
Well, I think you have something there, and if they're going to be consistent, they have to do that. That's why this is what Kevin Cramer, our senator, called the stupidest week in the history of the U.S. Senate. I'm going to give you one more on Obama, and then I'm going to give you one on Biden.
Okay.
Kevin, if you could cue up the Biden cut in Fargo with Senator Heidi Heitkamp, that's in Slack there. I'll play that after I tell Sue here, the one I'm thinking about. Barack Obama said, and I forget what the policy debate was about, he was basically saying we shouldn't take a knife to a gunfight. You don't take a knife to a gunfight. Now, I don't know about you, but compare that to anything Trump said. I think Obama wins the prize for inciting riots, right? I mean, so...
I agree. Yeah. I agree.
And how about this one?
So why don't we impeach him?
How about this one? Joe Biden inciting a union mob against Kevin Cramer. You got that, Kevin?
Right.
Kevin's having a sandwich. We'll find that one in a little bit, though. But, Sue, thanks
thank
a million.
You.
Appreciate your call,
thank
okay?
You.
Yeah, you bet.
All righty, thanks. Bye.
All right. Let's see here who's next. I don't know if I have all the time in the world to get one more in. While I'm looking to see who's next here, do the math for me on that, Todd, would you? Wednesday Wheels is happening today. And our friends at Pucklitz, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Got a Chevy store in Valley City, a Chevy store in Bismarck. I was there yesterday. I'm dealing on a Chevy pickup. That's all I'm telling you.
Ooh.
And we're going to take it onto the farm, onto the ranch, and show this beauty off.
There
so,
you
yeah.
Go.
Probably by next month sometime, I'm going to be behind the wheel, heated steering wheel.
See?
Heated seats.
See?
All the new and the best of the best of the Silverado. Might even be a high country one.
Oh, look at
I'm
you.
I'm just telling you.
Styling.
Anyway, but I'll tell you what, this is a good one, too. A pre-owned 2018 Chevy Silverado 1500 LTZ. This thing has 37,000 miles on it. $37,495.
Baby.
You, exactly. You might as well, on that particular one, you know, just say it's new. Ecotech 3. Got the 5.3-liter V8 engine, so all kinds of power on it. It gets great mileage on the highway. Interior is dark ash leather, jet black interior accents, 6-speed automatic with overdrive, heated seat, steering wheel, all kinds of features, the backup camera, even the wireless phone charging, and a nice cover already on it. Running boards, one owner trade from Bismarck. That's what they do. Guess what, folks? You're going to buy that today for the lowest price ever. You can't even believe this price. Call them before it's gone to Pucklitz.
For years, Pucklitz Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Pucklitz Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Since 2015, the North Dakota State Beef Checkoff has sent $2.3 million of your hard-earned money to NCBA, the same group that fought country of origin labeling for beef and declared that beef is beef no matter where it comes from. House Bill 1487 will make the State Beef Checkoff voluntary, so you'll be able to choose if you want to support NCBA. Contact Ag Committee members to voice your support for 1487. Visit i-band.org for more information.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Senate has voted 56-44 to proceed with the impeachment of President Trump. Impeachment manager Representative Jamie Raskin.
The sound of pounding on the door like a battering ram. It's the most haunting sound I ever heard, and I will never forget it.
Trump attorney David Schoen.
Grave concern for the danger to the institution of the presidency that I believe even convening these proceedings indicates. The joy I believed I would feel if I ever had the great privilege of appearing before this body is replaced by sadness and pain.
After President Biden destroyed thousands of jobs within minutes of his presidency with the stroke of a pen, Senator Joe Manchin, the Democrat from West Virginia, is urging President Biden to reverse course on the Keystone XL pipeline. In a new letter to the president sent Tuesday, Manchin argued that the pipeline is the safest mode to transport our oil and natural gas resources and support American union jobs. USA Radio News.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 48542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
Kelly, you with me?
Hey, it's What's On Your Mind. We are live at the K-Fire Agra International Day. Man, oh, man. Brought to you by our friends at Oasis Petroleum. They are the sponsor of the Beat the Buffalo Hotline, 855-200-1776. Mention one, anything you ever want to leave for a message. Can't have time to call in live. Call that Oasis Petroleum. Be the Buffalo Hotline. 855-200-1776 and leave your commentary there.
And Kevin, Chris Larson, our super producer, owes you a buffalo-sized, I don't know what, pick your favorite meal. Buffalo-sized brew, maybe buffalo-sized burger, I don't know, you decide.
Yeah,
because he just threw you under the bus there. And we, Kevin wasn't eating a sandwich. He was looking for the cut of Senator Kevin Cramer being ridiculed. I dare say even a mob being incited against Senator Kevin Cramer by none other than Joe Biden. So we have it now. Mr. Super Producer put it in there. Kevin was not having a sandwich. He was looking for the cut. So I wanted to clear that up.
How do you know he wasn't eating a sandwich anyway?
And looking for it. I don't know.
Right,
I don't
right.
know. The guy's got to eat. He's in there from
right.
5 a.m.
I'm
until,
a multitasker,
you know.
Right? Yeah, I yeah. could have done.
We're going to talk to Jody Hodgson in a moment here from the Ralph Engelstad Arena, both about UND hockey this weekend and about a major announcement that came up. But before I do that, here is Joe Biden 2 years ago campaigning for Heidi Heitkamp in Fargo, North Dakota. Listen closely.
Farmers' concerns, hysteria. It says they don't have a very high threshold for pain. Well, I get that. President of the trade union is up here. He'll show him a threshold.
Notice?
Yeah.
All right. Now, there was a little bit before that, too, where he was talking about soybeans. Can you find that clip? Where he was, Biden was talking about how low soybean prices were. Mind you, at the time, Senator Cramer, Senator Hoeven, were saying something to the effect of, hey, wait a minute, prices are down now because of these trade deals and what they're talking about. Doesn't mean they're down forever. Doesn't mean that the people that didn't sell them when many predicted they would go down didn't win. He's just saying, look, I get it. There's not a lot of tolerance for pain out there because farming's been tough. I don't think Kevin Cramer was throwing soybean farmers under the bus. But everyone that thought he was and everyone guffawing in that audience, when Joe Biden is suggesting that union members show Kevin Cramer what a true threshold of pain is, right now better say, guess what? If I thought that then, I better think the same thing about Donald Trump right now and say fine. But a lot of them didn't. So there's a major double standard there. Major double standard. Do you have the thing on soybeans?
Yep. Yeah, let me tell you.
Here we go.
These guys are amazing. They just stand up, flat out, stand up and say things that are absolutely mind-boggling. I love this one on trade. This I love. And by the way, I told you, I come from an agricultural state. I don't know how you could possibly get elected in an agricultural state with the things he's saying. But... we're nearing the 20th week of zero soybean orders to the Pacific and Northwest China. And your guys call farmers' concerns hysteria.
There you go. Now, first of all, who do you think wins the battle of standing up and saying mind-boggling things? Kevin Cramer or Joe Biden? Okay? Because Kevin can play for the next remainder of the program mind-boggling things from none other than who? Joe Biden.
Yes.
That's number one. Number two, do you know why there were not orders for soybeans? Why there were zero orders for soybeans? Because China was scared to death of Donald Trump. Okay?
Yeah.
And they promised the U.S., not Donald Trump, the U.S. and the USDA, they would buy soybeans. Guess what they're doing now? Keeping their promise. Have you seen the price of soybeans lately?
Mm.
Folks, this is why those that thought the sky was falling and were losing their pie over soybean prices need to just take a little powder and realize, okay, maybe I went a little far. And there were way more people doing that for political reasons than were truly concerned, which is how the Democratic Party operates. Just saying. Not to mention he ends with, I'll show them a threshold of pain. Let's get some union guys here and show them a threshold of pain. My gosh. Anyway, we are coming into Giving Hearts Day tomorrow, okay? With now a updated total of 9,728 early donations.
Okay.
Now, you remember what I said earlier in the week? Last year, they had 6,417 early donations. And I said, if we double that, I would dye my hair red.
We're closing in on that, then.
So we need, what, 3,000 and some change donations of your time, of your talent, or your treasure. Either one. You don't have to donate money. If you're donating money, God bless you. We need it. $10 or more gets you in with a donation. I'd do $100. I'd do $100 across, you know,
well,
10 different
got,
charities. Whatever. $20 bucks, give it to five. Whatever.
The,
what's that?
The breaking news is now in. Your hair is safe. The early contributions have been stopped to prep for tomorrow. The final number is 9,728 early donations.
Well, I thought early donations
so your hair is
today.
No, it is. No, it is. It is.
Oh, no.
Shut down.
Oh.
Getting prepared for tomorrow. So
that's
there you go. Your hair is safe.
Oh, I'm disappointed, though. That I feel like I sort of misled
I'm sitting
people.
Right next to him. I could spray it right now if I
but
wanted
But I said
to.
Today was the last day. You have to get him in before Giving Hearts Day. Giving Hearts Day starts at midnight. Oh, my gosh. All right. I'm going to talk about something more pleasant than not meeting the goal and being cut a day short on our goal for Giving Hearts Day. It doesn't mean you can give today, though. Don't give. I mean, doesn't mean you don't have to give today. Please do give today and give tomorrow and give till it hurts to Giving Hearts Day. We'll be there broadcasting live tomorrow. Okay, sorry. Let's get to Jody Hodgson. Jody is the general manager of the best, and I repeat, the best hockey arena facility of its kind anywhere on the planet Earth, the Ralph Engelstad Arena. Jody, how are you?
Hey, I'm great, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Nice to have you back. I tell you, I love good news, and we've had one series in Engelstad Arena with the UND hockey team, and you got another coming up this weekend. How can we go?
Yeah, we got the Denver Pioneers here, so good rivalry weekend. So our game on Saturday night at this point is right on the cusp of selling out, so tickets are extremely limited for Saturday. There are a very limited number of tickets left for Friday night. So anybody who wants to get some of those last tickets for Friday can visit Ticketmaster.com or come see us right here at the box office at Ralph Engelstad Arena while tickets remain, and we'll get them into Friday night's game.
Fantastic. That's great. Now, tickets are priced how? How do you do, like, single-game tickets now with the limited amount of seating that you can put into Engelstad Arena?
Yeah, tickets in the upper bowl are $49, and tickets in the lower bowl, of which I don't think there's any left for either night in the lower bowl at this point. Those were $79. A little different this year. Prices there don't include any Champions Club investment, so single game ticket prices are probably, admittedly, a little bit higher than normal, but also don't include that additional Champions Club investment this year if you're just buying a single game ticket.
Right. So they probably cost you a little more than $79 with the Champions Club investment, which, by the way, is how we get the players we get. So you want to be a member of the Champions Club without doubt. If you aren't, please get a hold of the folks at UND and do that. But $49.79 for single game tickets is a little higher. But on the other hand, you're told, you're mandated, you can only have what? How many people in?
Yeah, 3,000.
So the governor is holding a press conference this afternoon at 4, Tom?
Yes.
And that number might go lower. Would it be possible if the number changes tonight, you could still get more people into Ingolstadt Arena this weekend?
Yeah, I think we're kind of locked in, Scott, with regards to things that are happening on our campus and kind of a campus plan as well as our local plan here with the City Department of Public Health. I think that 3,000 mark has been set because of the requirements that exist for us to physically distance the crowd in the seating bowl. So I remain optimistic, but not real hopeful.
And I know there is a Grand Forks County health officer that has gone with more strict mandates than even the state or even the city of Grand Forks. So that's something obviously beyond the control of Ralph Ingolstadt Arena. And when people that are not elected make decisions like that, I get a little nervous. Just saying. But anyway, last thing I have to ask you about, Jody, is an incredible announcement. Many fans of UND hockey remember the WCHA Final Four. It morphed into the Final Five. Some of my greatest memories are Final Four tournaments in the St. Paul Arena. They're just amazing. Then the XL Arena was built, and they did the Final Five. And then, obviously, there was a change, and North Dakota became part of the NCHC. They've done an incredible job with the link. They were at the Target Center. They were at the St. Paul Civic Center. But never before has a final conference tournament been outside of the Twin Cities. And this year, where's it going?
You know what? It's coming to the Ralph. We're going to have that event in Grand Forks, March 12th to 16th. So we're really excited about that. I think it's going to be a fantastic event because of the nature of the event. As you said, it's always been kind of that magical end of season conference tournament. And this year, I think you can even crank that up a little bit because of the fact that it's do or die. It's win or go home, single elimination tournament. Four quarterfinals, two semifinals, and a championship game. So it's seven games where literally everybody's fighting for their life to get into the NCAA tournament, and we're really excited to have that event in Grand Forks.
That is unbelievable. That is really unbelievable. I'm so glad you were able to pull that off. The Twin Cities and the Minnesota's loss is North Dakota's gain. I'm not sure how it happened, but I don't care. I'm glad it's at Ralph Ingolstadt Arena. That's going to be history in the making and a wonderful opportunity with an incredible team. And Brad Berry, Dane Jackson, Carl Gehring, and the whole staff just have an incredible team on the ice this year. Fun talent. They're so fun to watch. And so if you haven't been there, make this the year you get there. That's hard to do some years. It's hard to buy single-game tickets, and because of the limited number and everything else, you can buy them this year. How do you get tickets for the NCHC tournament then, Tony?
Yeah, great question. We're going to distribute ticket information by the end of the week this week. So our plan is to get that information out in coordination with the conference and its membership this week, and we'll get that out by the end of the week, and that'll be lots of information available on the NCHC website as well as UND Athletics and the Ralph Ingolstadt Arena. And we'll be sending out direct information to all of our season ticket holders and Champions Club members, and we'll try and launch that ticket sales effort next week, and we'll have all that information out by the end of this week with details.
Fantastic. That's great. Well, Jody, great talking to you, and congrats again on that tournament, landing that, and also another great weekend. The Denver Pioneers and the UND hockey team on the ice. If you don't have tickets yet, there are limited tickets available at that $49 price level. Would they go to the Ralph?
Yeah,
website?
You know what? Yep. The simplest and easiest way, if they're anywhere near, come to our box office. You can walk up and buy those without any Ticketmaster fees, or you can go online. If you want to do that virtually or remotely, go do that through Ticketmaster.com. And before I head out, good on you for everything you're doing with Giving Hearts Day, Hanno. That's awesome. We're hosting a fundraising concert here tomorrow night with the CVIC in Grand Forks, and we're very involved with Giving Hearts Day in our community, so good on you.
It's the best of our communities every year. It's a phenomenal day, so glad you're doing that. Jody, good talking to you.
You too, man. Have a good weekend.
Jody Hodgson, Ralph Ingolstadt Arena. Let's go to Clinton Bismarck. You're next on What's On Your Mind. Clint, take it away. Thumbs up or thumbs down, Clint? How'd you want to vote on impeachment? Or guilty or not guilty, I should say. Clint is not there. Todd has a quick sample update on the apple pie from Hometown's Pie. He got the first one. Way good.
Oh, way good.
My warm one is waiting here. And by the way, we have K-Fire hats while they last, too. Come see us. Free pie.
It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, you know, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got five tours for 2021.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's have them build back because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000. JuvenTours.com. JuvenTours.com. And it'll help you find your family with that map. JuvenTours and Travel. 237-9000. JuvenTours.com.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
We survived 2020. From COVID to markets or politics to adverse weather, as the strong, we will endure. This is Aaron Schlenker from Wilkinson Farm Sementals. If you want progressive bull genetics with the grit and determination you show each day, please join us for our 23rd annual Breeding for the Future production sale tomorrow, February 10th at 1 p.m., located at CBARB Sale Facility, just south of our ranch. Find us on Facebook or at WilkinsonFarmSementals.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021 where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Todd's making a bunch of noise, so I might as well make a bunch of noise. He was throwing his wrapper away, and I'm actually pulling out the apple pie.
It's
here.
It's good.
To have
I
first
can't
bite.
Help it. All I know is she kept bringing apple pies over, and you think I'm going to let a hot apple pie just sit here?
Oh, my gosh.
Crazy? I've got to get right into it.
It's so good. We're really, really good. I'm just saying. Probably shouldn't have done that. I thought we were going to talk longer.
You and I both probably have
them add some coffee stat.
You and I and Kevin probably have lots of stories of doing radio shows with our mouth full of food.
Never done it once in my life. Never. Don't know what you're talking about. No.
Hey, Pinocchio, your nose is growing.
Mark Unruh is here from OK Tire. We better chat with him a minute because OK Tire is here at the K-Fire Agri International. And you have locations in Carrington, Bismarck.
Minot.
Where else are you?
Minnesota.
Fargo. Got a couple locations in Fargo. Yeah.
Watford City.
That's right. You're in Watford, too.
And Williston.
Right. There you go.
Yep. And by the way, good morning, Scott.
Good morning. Good morning to you. It's good to see you. So tell me a little bit about OK Tire and the kind of conversations you're having here and what folks are looking for in the way of tires these days.
Well, just a little history. OK Tire is, we're celebrating the 60th year in business as a company. Our beginnings in Bismarck actually go back to 1979 to our store on back on 2129 East Main. So we've got 42 years in this community alone. So a lot of roots here.
That's amazing. Yeah. And with those roots come a lot of great customer relationships, right?
Unbelievable. Yep, that's fantastic.
And I know you built a beautiful new store in Fargo off of 32nd Avenue South there, kind of behind the tavern for folks that are familiar with that area. There's a Christensen Business Park going up there and a really booming area of of Fargo-Moorhead. And
really nice facility.
It is super nice. And Billy's a buddy of mine in there, one of the guys that's always cranking. So we cruise an OK Tire every now and then and get something taken care of. And remember the big kickoff grand opening, but really cutting edge. What is OK Tire known for? Besides that great history.
Well, OK Tire has, we do a lot of service work. We're farm, orientated in a lot of our stores. Big commercial center in Fargo. We do a lot of truck. Like you said, the new passenger location in South Fargo. Bismarck has a location. I'm not sure of the exact address where the passenger or retail center is, but because I'm working in the track side of it, so I usually work with the ag stores or the commercial side of things.
Tell me about the latest innovation on the track side.
Well, the tracks, the big thing this year is going to be the quad tracks, the SDX quad tracks. That's what the majority of track tractors are in this area, are your quads.
You have to be because it's so darn wet all the time, right?
Yeah. the wet drives the business. The water, does to a degree, but generally the people that are buying, track tractors are looking at the compaction side of things. The fuel savings, usually a 500-horse tractor or higher is going to be on tracks. If you'll save some fuel running it that way.
When you say some fuel...
Yes.
How much?
Well, I'm not an engineer when it comes to that, so
but
I can't tell you.
You will
exactly,
lower your fuel costs, that you know.
That is correct.
Wow.
Yep.
That's saying so.
And save some time. There's less slip with tracks as there is with tires.
Mark
and that's fuel.
Mark Unruh from OK Tire. Thanks for stopping by, Mark.
I'm sorry?
I said thanks for stopping by.
You bet.
Good to see you. And folks can find you at the booth, right?
That's correct.
All right, OK Tire here at the K-Fire Agri International. Mark Unruh, thank you very much. Let's see here, 800-228-0550 to weigh in. We've already started the survey. Should Donald Trump be found guilty of impeachment? No, says this man right here. No, says this young lady right here. Two more. No, no. There's five no's, Todd, so add that to the list. Folks can weigh in on that on the air as well at 800-228-0550. Somebody says by text, Mark Cuban must be the dumbest person on earth.
Yes.
Is he?
Yeah.
He is. What do you say? Why are we saying that today? I mean, I've never really thought he was...
They've decided to not play the national anthem now at Dallas Mavericks NBA basketball games because Mark's all woke. And
oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Why would you not do the national anthem? I cut
Texas.
The cord on cable. I don't know anything that happened. So I only know what I need to know for the show, but this stuff I don't know because I don't watch television. It's too agitating for me. They lie all the time, so why would you watch it? I'm not going to let somebody ruin my day. I'm not going to let them rob my joy. So the texter says, Mark Cuban seems to be one of the dumbest smart guys out there. What is his problem with playing the national anthem at his Dallas Mavericks basketball games? Apparently the anthem will not be played at their games. Where is their league to suspend all their games like they suspended that player, Abdul Rauf?
The NBA is a dumpster fire. I mean, the bottom of the NBA is a complete dumpster fire. Doesn't matter where you look. They don't know what message they want to do. Now he's doing this in Dallas, Texas.
Yeah.
Good luck getting anybody come to your games, Mark.
Yeah.
You're done.
Yeah.
Yeah, in Dallas.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, what the heck are you thinking?
Texter says, Scott, correct me if I'm wrong. I personally blame the Republicans for what's happening in the country today. They knew what the Democrats would do if they gained power. For 2 years, they had the majority, and all they did is fight Trump. Now they don't have the majority, and they are running around and saying, if only we have the majority. I want my cookie.
By the
cookie.
Way, the text. I want
my cookie. They had it and blew it. We sent them to D.C. to protect us, our country, and they sat around and did nothing.
You got text of the day. Today's politics is way out of line. I am a Dem, but Biden is going to destroy this country more than it is.
Wow.
This is from a Democrat.
I love it. Yeah, and you can't be a Democrat in North Dakota and think it's a good idea for Joe Biden to do what he's doing. I'm just telling you. Speaking of Joe Biden, the one and only Mike Lindell is hoping to have his way and have Joe Biden and Kamala Harris impeached because he believes this election was stolen. And he's backed up his words with a two-hour documentary called Absolute... You ready? Absolute... of that very thing. He's going to join us next on What's in Your Mind. More folks from the K-Fire Agri International. Don't go away.
Around here, things are different. We believe in working together when times get tough. Around here, neighbors help neighbors. We take pride in our way of life, and we step up when we're called. I'm Josh DeMel. Visit givingheartsday.org to support your favorite charity by donating, pledging to volunteer, or giving new and used goods. Help someone in your community this Giving Hearts Day. Thursday, February 11th.
Hey, Fargo Moorhead, you can stop paying rents right now. People's Home Equity Mortgage can help you get into a new home. So what are you waiting for?
You may be surprised at how much you can afford, and it might be less than you are paying in rent. Contact me, Joel Fisher, NMLS number 1552467 at 701-204-6214 at 701-204-6214 or visit us at peopleshomeequity.com. People's Home Equity, where great people deserve great advice.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 48542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com.
This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.